What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Oh, hello, everyone. Caleb's at his girlfriend's place, his girlfriend's sister's place, and his girlfriend's sister has a cat named Little Girl. And if you're not watching the video of the episode, you can't tell that Little Girl is not a little girl. Girl is a big, big lady.
She's like a bearskin rug sized cat.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, you don't, they usually measure cats by length. They measure Little Girl by diameter. she has a radius.
Oh, man. It's a constant thing when we're downstairs when we watch a movie. We're like, did someone break in the house? Or did Little Girl jump off the bed upstairs?
Oh, yeah. Photos fall off the wall when she's excited that the food just got served. She's also cute as hell. She's got her paws up in that like Gilmore Girl stance.
Yeah.
But Little Girl, and I love you, Little Girl, but I think you and I both know that your name is a lie perpetrated by your owner. As you know, who's a little girl is my penis. Now that's a little girl, you know, and I wish it were fat like this cat is, but it's not, man.
I don't know, man. That'd be a tough life. Every guy thinks it'd be great, but I don't think you want a penis that is 32 pounds.
even people with a big dick don't have a dick the size of a cat.
And no guy even says that to brag.
No,
I got a dick the size of a cat.
That's a fun thing to brag, but like the metaphor you use is itself weak. You know, because people associate like having a big dick with like driving a motorcycle and like a fast car and guns, you know, you know, I don't know. What's like, what's like, my dick's the size of a really big birthday cake.
My dick's the size of a Jersey Mike sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. My dick's the size of a peach Arizona iced tea. Wow. That is big, and that would definitely be an impressively sized penis, but yeah.
Yeah.
You don't say peach. You don't really want it to be.
It's a tough life. People don't talk about, you know. You ever seen interviews with the man with the world's largest penis? He's like sad.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, it's me.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
I'm sad.
Man, I wish I had a smaller cat and penis.
Yeah, I wish my cat and my penis didn't look the same.
So I took my dick to the vet. He said I gotta go to the people doctor,
and I'm like, but you've seen the shape of this.
But you know, put a cone on it.
Come on, put a cone on the end, give it a lion cut. You know, maybe change its diet a little bit. We'll get its size down.
Everybody's mad. Everybody's mad. My dick keeps licking its wounds. He just had an operation. My dick's gotta go.
I thought at a certain age my dick would stop humping my leg, but you know. Here we go. Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, having a cat-shaped dick is a burden. Ironically, the cat between my legs is my albatross around my neck.
No one said that.
No one's ever said that. Yeah, that's true.
You know, my dick is my Achilles heel. It's all ironic.
Do you think there was a time? How do I want to say this? You know, like, when you learn about history in, you know, all of school, elementary, middle, high school, it seems like it was so proper. Like, we talk about the greatest generation, like, they heard the call and they had to defend freedom. And then they went, you know, and then the Civil War, like, a brother fought brother for the honor of their whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But like all the guys I know are like, ha, you know, like all the time. No one has any honor. No one gives a fuck about anybody. And I just wonder if actually in the Civil War, they're marching and like, hey, 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 look, 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 look. My musket's a dick. My musket's my dick. Whoa, don't load it. That'll hurt. Don't put the stick in my pee hole. Come on, man. Let me shoot
What's
first.
Funny is I think you're right. All the stuff I've watched about it. I think that's how every single soldier was for like the first couple months. Mm-hmm. And then all of them started to die.
Right. Either they die or all their friends die. And then they
then it started getting serious, but there was still one guy who's like, musket's a dick. And they're like, no, not anymore. He's Ebenezer.
I don't have any legs. Serious.
No, my musket's a dick.
No, come on, man.
Come on. Remember last month? It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, man. What if, okay. Okay, your amputated arm is my dick. Ah. Yeah. The doctor's like, hey, guys, check it out. My dick has a hand at the end.
Hey, laughter's the best medicine.
Yeah. Doctors know that better than anybody.
I came up with that for sure in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Laughter and medicine were neck and neck for saving life.
Yeah, totally. When medicine was, they bleed you out. Somebody was like, let's try comedy. Let's go to a comedy show before you bleed me out till I die.
It must have been so. I would have hated to live then, because you could even just a minor thing. We're like, I got a headache. Somebody's like, oh, you know what? And you're like, no, never mind. No, cut it open.
Cut your head open. Yeah, you got a headache. There's this new study that says the best way to fix a headache is to hit you in the mouth with a hammer. Oh, what a horrible time. Every time I've ever heard someone say I'm an old soul, I'm like, not me, man. I'm a new soul.
No. Yeah.
I want drugs. I want a bed. I want a laundromat. You know, it's showers.
I was thinking about the other day. I was listening to I went to go see some Christmas lights with Jenny, and it was like beautiful, and they're playing like old symphonies from Beethoven and shit. And I was like, man,
yeah,
like art was dope in the old, like they had Beethoven, they had all this great music, and then like you'd get done listening to one of those perfect ornate symphonies, then you'd be like, well, I'm gonna go home and cut my wife's neck open because she's not feeling good. It's like.
Yeah, totally.
Art was great and science was shit. Yeah,
totally. Well, my wife got a migraine and now she's addicted to liquid heroin. The only solution to any problem is to drink heroin. So. Every movie about the 19th century, someone is addicted to laudanum. Yeah. Every single movie. Yeah. I know. You could also just sort of like, it was a time where, if you got sick, they cut your head open.
Yeah.
And if you had any pain at all, they addicted you to heroin immediately. And then if someone got mad at you, you had to gunfight them at noon.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But it was easier to get out of stuff. So if someone would be like, we're going to gunfight at dawn, I'd go, right. And I would move 8 miles away.
Right. And then they would never see you ever again.
You could dodge the draft. You could literally... Me. Hide in your barn and not have to go to the war.
That's so true.
Oh, he's not in his house. I'm out of ideas.
Shit. That's so funny, dude.
Like, it's funny to me when they're like, so the guy shot Lincoln and then they caught him. I'm like, how? He ran away.
Yeah. Well, they also ran. And what they did correctly in that situation is that they all chased him immediately, which is the only recourse you have. That's the only way to catch. Yeah.
That's so funny too. Assassins in the old days, they would kill someone and then they would yell out why they did it to the crowd watching.
Yeah, totally. Here is my face and here is my motive.
Oh, man. Well, it would have been a great time to be a detective.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder who did it.
Yeah, totally. Well, no, you know, like we didn't figure out fingerprints until like 1975 or something. It's just because everyone was like, they were like, did you kill your wife? Well, yes, she was cheating. Okay. I'm Sherlock Holmes. It's also funny
to
like,
be Sherlock too, because like everybody smoked, be like, all right, follow the ashes and butts away from the blood.
That's so
till you
funny,
find
dude.
The guy.
That's so funny, dude. It's true. Everyone smoked, and everyone was always drunk. Everyone else had a whiskey in their hand. And if you didn't, they like bullied you. They were like, why aren't you drinking right now? You're awake. Why aren't you smoking and drinking? And like anybody who had like a nice hat on or like a button up shirt, they would be like, we should beat the shit out of that guy. That guy's a fucking Nancy, dude. He washes his shirts and he's not drunk in the morning. That guy fucking sucks.
It is funny. I think it really was that way. Like before Prohibition, like people would be like, they'd go to work for like 45 minutes and be like, I think I need to get hammered. And the boss would be like, I'm hammered. All right. Well, it's 9 o'clock. I guess it's time to get hammered.
Yeah, this is a nightmare, so I better be drunk.
Well,
I have a 12-hour
work
day, and I've had this. Yeah, totally. The one thing is the job security. That's good. I've been working at the same factory since I was 11. Man, you know what else is funny is like anytime you read or watch anything about an old serial killer, it's also like it's also like they didn't do anything at all to hide. Like H.H. Holmes' story is that he was rich and he bought a mansion in the middle of downtown Chicago, and inside of it was an endless amount of murder rooms that torture and kill you. And Whoa. He would just like be like, do you want to see my big house? And people would be like, yeah. And they would walk in and then they would be trapped there for a year until they die. And that's what happened. And he just kept doing it. And he just went there. Yeah.
What a line.
I know, dude.
Do you want to see my house? House. You go to my house. Regular house.
It's like an entire like a crime spree predicated completely on how boring everyone is.
Yes,
like it's so how many steps further from do you want to see my house is I have candy in my van. Like at least candy tastes good.
We didn't even know about that one until I feel like 1993. They were like, oh, vans.
Don't get in vans. Shit. Yeah, I remember being a kid and Don't Talk to Strangers had just started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that like, on the news? Like did the president come on?
You
I
know what?
Your Daddy Bush is like, we found out the culprit is strangers. Alert your children immediately.
It turns out that when someone steals your daughter, 100% of the time, it's a stranger. It's not you. It's someone else. So don't let them talk to anybody else.
See, and these kids used to have jobs, so they were busy. But
right.
Then, you always think about child labor. You always think they're the worker. You never think of them as like the boss.
Oh,
but I'm sure there were some 9-year-old bosses back in the day.
Or secretaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's true. You always imagine a little 9-year-old kid covered in coal with like a little fucked up hat on. And he's like rougher than everyone else. They're like, hey, Jimmy's been here since he was 6. And he's like, you get in my way, I'll punch you right in the balls. But yeah, maybe it's like a 9-year-old kid with like suspenders and a big old gut smoking a cigar. Get back to work. Actually, he'll be like, get back to work.
Get back to work.
Get back to work. We got big sheets of metal to print. All right. If we don't get 2,000 sheets of metal printed by the end of the day, there's this 12-year-old that's going to kick my ass.
He's already divorced. He's like a divorced billionaire.
Yeah, totally.
My wife is a bitch. Took half of my shit.
My wife is a bitch.
She's 8.
she's my wife's 8, and she's a bitch. Yeah. I love my wife. My one complaint about my wife, she can't pronounce R's correctly. She's just testing my W's. Man, you know, you know, when your wife's in first grade, she's got a speech impediment, but you're in fourth grade and you know how to, and you don't have a speech impediment no more. God damn. Now this guy's a stand-up comic. He's a 12-year-old married factory boss stand-up comedian. Would be the most famous comedian on earth right now. He's all advocating for child labor. Alex Jones has him on. He's like, fine, yeah, from the horse's mouth. We have a 12-year-old who likes to work. Finally. Finally, a real hero. When I was 7 years old, I tried to join the army, but apparently.
Oh, man. Kids working.
Yeah, dude. Kids work.
It's funny.
I think it's time for an update.
Oh. So Ben Shapiro's beard update.
It is shaved.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
I want to say something real quick about Ben Shapiro. Did you see that he watched Glass Onion and then tweeted about it for like 6 hours?
No, what?
He hated it because it tricked him.
Oh my God.
He's never seen.
I don't think he tricked him in what way?
Well, he didn't know who the murderer was for a long time. And then when he found out, he got mad. It's like really funny. It's just funny to, like, you know, it's a movie review. It's an angry movie review from, like, you know, the world's youngest lawyer boy. It's just funny.
Yeah. How do you watch a mystery and get mad that it's a mystery?
I don't know. I think he's just like, I would like to, like.
I mean, that movie does suck. I thought that movie fucking sucked. But, and also, I don't know what my thing is with movies lately. Maybe I'm getting grumpier or, like, I'm getting more judgmental. I hope not. I don't want to be a prissy movie guy. But I've seen, like, 3 movies lately that a lot of people seem to like and just really loathed them.
Right, like The Menu. Did you see that one?
I hated The Menu.
You hated The Menu.
Did you like The Menu?
I haven't seen The Menu.
I already know,
like, in my head, I saw some people were like, you got to see it. And I'm not going to tell you anything. You just got to see it. So that's what the people that like it say. So I go, all I know about it is that Ralph Fiennes is in it. And yeah. I got to see it. And it's called The Menu. So I'm like, okay, either they're cooking people and eating them, or they're inviting people over and killing them and just giving them food and killing them.
Right.
I know it's something. It's something. Right. Like that.
Well, you know, I'll say, actually, I shouldn't actually use so much hyperbole. It's sort of like Green Knight and like Doctor Strange too. I definitely, like, the reason I have hyperbolic feelings about it is that I had high expectations. And the reason I had high expectations for all 3 of those movies is there's a few things I liked. Like, they're shot beautifully, and a movie that's shot beautifully, and, like, lit beautifully, and it just looks like a painting, combined with the actors being great. It just, those movies seem like, because in our childhood, right, there was no A24. There wasn't, like, there weren't a bunch of, like, art house studios that were cranking out these, like, beautiful pieces of cinematography. And so it seems like it's going to be the greatest movie ever. And the problem is, we're just at a place where a lot of people know how to do that mathematically, know how to make things look beautiful, and know how to get money and have, like, a great casting director. But it's rare that someone knows how to write a good story, and more than that, knows how to make, like, the messaging of something not corny. And so that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
The Menu has, like, this message, and I was just shut the fuck up, dude. It was so simple, I thought. I just thought it was, like, not impressive. And Glass Onion, I was like, I thought Kate Hudson was incredible in it. And I thought Daniel Craig was incredible in it. And, you know, Ed Norton's really good at playing a douchebag. But I don't know. I was, like, pretty annoyed by the movie. I just found it to be really annoying. And so,
well, it is. There's something, like, here's what's funny to me is so many people have been like, man, what a great, I love Daniel Craig. He just nails that accent. I'm like, I couldn't disagree more. I think it's funny how insane it is. Like, maybe I'm not enjoying it for the right reasons, but when he's like, no, I love
it. With the movie is, like, it's a cartoon. It's not a, he doesn't nail the accent. What are you talking? I would imagine that he knows he wants it to not sound authentic, so he can sound like a caricature of a, of like a
his name is Colonel Ben Blanc.
I mean, come on.
Totally. He dresses like an idiot. He says, it's just dumb. It's just dumb.
Oh, it's weird. No, no. It's like he's doing an accent that is fictional.
Yeah.
It only exists with alligators in Disney movies who live in the swamp.
Yeah, and, totally.
Drink hot sauce.
Hot sauce. You're drinking hot sauce. What's your favorite drink? I like a nice glass of hot sauce. Tapatio in a sweet teacup. Fill it up to the brim with ice and pour some sriracha down there.
Just like Meemaw, whenever I was six, you boil hot sauce for me. Nothing cures when you're under the weather better than some boiled hog's teeth. That's what my Meemaw do. Boil up hog's teeth. That's all.
Yes. Well-known fact down in the bayou in Louisiana where I grew up that anytime a boy's sick, you want to clear that up, you just give him a full bowl of cold soy sauce. Sip on some soy sauce, boy. Don't go to church for 3 weeks and it'll be gone. Getting rid of the cold, that's not for God, that's devil's work. Drink your soy sauce, worship the devil, it'll be better. That is how crazy home remedies sound.
Yeah.
And are.
Yeah, home remedies, there's not one of them that work. Ooh, no. When you got the hiccups, why don't you drink upside down? Well, because we don't live in Alice in Wonderland. That's why I'm not going to drink something upside down.
Drinking upside down is really funny. It's like, first of all, how would you like me to do that? Would you like me to stand on my head, the thing I've never done and that you can't do? Or do I lay on my bed with my head and then you pour water in my mouth?
Yeah. Like, what you know what else I'm fine with is having hiccups. Yeah, I'll just have them.
I think the number one way for me to lose my hiccups would be for me to not hear you talk. Yeah, my mom to this day is like, if your stomach hurts, drink a Coca-Cola. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
You definitely just like saw an ad once years ago. You know what I mean? If you got a migraine, smoke a full pack of Marlboro Reds.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Coca-Cola, the thing with the most sugar in it. And there's caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should know it's not good when they say home remedy. It's like, oh, home, where no doctors are.
Yeah, totally.
Where no science is. Oh, no.
Yeah. I personally, in my life, I prefer to not listen to science. Everything that I do was at least at some point an old wives' tale. The old wives' tale community is what I support.
Yeah, and if you get suspicious, oh, you're getting suspicious. Well, that means you're having a little of that brainitis. Means you need to bury a cat's paw in the backyard. Why? Have to kill a cat?
You know what's fucked up though is that like I have so much anxiety. I'm so like scared that at any moment it's all going to end, whether that be me having friends or the world existing. And sure, take that with you if you've ever wondered what an anxiety disorder is like. And because of that, anytime anyone's ever told me a superstition, I've just done it for years. Like in college, I had a friend tell me that it was, oh, here we go. We got two cats. Oh, no. Shit. What's no up, way, lady? Dude. Say what's up to little girl, Dr. Funk.
Little girls.
This what's is up? Great. Two cats on screen. I love my life, dude.
Hey, no girl.
Funk can't make it a whole episode of me barking in the corner without interrupting. Oh, little girl, you see this? We got little a cat's girl, ass right here.
It's the same species as you.
Dr. Isn't Funk's putting her whole butthole on screen. Oh, now she's playing hard to get.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Little girl. I haven't even seen... She's such a big girl. I haven't seen her whole body yet.
I don't think it's possible with this webcam.
She's
I think
so
I would
big.
Need I need a GoPro.
Oh my god, she's this cat is fucking huge. Dr. Funk, you're skinny as shit. I gotta tell you, you are in shape, girl.
She's too fun.
Dr. Funk works out. I take her to the gym with me. Yeah, I've been playing pickleball with my cat.
Who wins, dude?
She wins every time, dude. You don't need thumbs to hold a paddle with holes in it, turns out. No, but dude, when I was in college, my friend told me that it's bad luck to cut your nails after the sun goes down. And I started doing that again, Dave. Like 3 years ago.
Bad luck.
I know. What does bad luck even mean?
I mean,
what if
there's no way to disprove it even? It's just like, well,
what if every time you haven't gotten a booking that you wanted, it's because you walked under a ladder 15 years ago?
Well, that's 7 years.
Okay.
If it's a tall ladder, it's double.
But if you walk under, like, say, three ladders in a year, does that 7 years stack up, or is it the same 7 years you got to wait?
Funk, well, I think
is wonderful.
That one had to have come from one time a guy walked under a ladder and died. Like someone dropped a big bucket of paint on his head.
Right.
And he died. And then totally. They're like, oh, bad luck. And then
this is basically the premise of Home Alone. Those guys walked over broken glass, and then this child fucking tortured them.
But then it's like, what if something bad happens to you and you didn't walk under a ladder? So everyone in the Ukraine walked under a ladder and Putin was like, well.
Damn. I've never heard it said that way. Maybe it is. That is what it is, man. Maybe there's a big ladder over Ukraine. Yeah, man. Maybe everybody's mirror broke.
Oh, man.
You know? Maybe Putin, this is how Putin, it was like a long game plan of taking over Ukraine. Like 20 years ago, he just released a shitload of black cats into the Ukraine and people just kept seeing them. And the bad luck stacked up, dude.
Now yeah, no one's thought about having a black cat army.
That's a good point. The bad luck brigade.
Oh man, too much cat.
There's too much cats going on. Funk, you're selfish. You're a selfish cat.
Man, you know what I did? I watched that Mind of a Cat documentary on Netflix. You seen that?
Okay, no.
I didn't realize this. They were saying, just so matter of fact, with scientists and stuff, that, like, you know, dogs are, like, different than wolves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been thousands of years of domesticating them and all that. But they're, like, pretty much still cats are cats. They're, like, very close to their version of a wolf.
Huh.
So they're like, they are a wild animal. And they're like, you can't punish them. It doesn't work. Like, it's not like with dogs. You can't really do that.
Funny. Because
they don't know. And it's not wrong. What they're doing isn't wrong. They're a wild animal.
They're just doing
It's like trying
stuff.
To punish a bird or a whale. They're like, well, no.
A whale.
It's not wrong.
Man, my pet whale is fucking making my life hell. Yeah, God damn it. God.
It's like, you can't.
Yo, and if I don't pet, truly, dude, if I don't pet my orca within an hour of feeding him his 10 buckets of fish, he just puts his whole body in front of my fucking webcam and I can't do my podcast.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I didn't know that was, they don't know what they're doing wrong. They don't consider it wrong. It's not, they just don't get, and then you seem unpredictable because you're punishing them. And then they stop trusting you and it just makes it worse. It's like,
right.
People, you can't treat them like a dog.
Right. They're not one to one. They don't equate one with the other. Right. They just do something and then you freak out and they think you're crazy.
Yeah. They're like, what the hell? I can jump up here. I'm a cat.
It's here.
And I'm a wild animal that you've trapped in your house.
Yeah, totally. The only domestic part of them is that you feed them and clean their shit up.
Right.
So they just like sort of learn that that happens, but they don't even know why. I will say this, dude. I like, you know, wondered for a really long funk, like peed on every bed I had for years and years. Every bed. I don't know if I articulated that right. But and then I like, you know, I took care of her and I certainly like wasn't I don't know. I took care of her, but I like would let her litter box get full, you know? Yeah. And, there were big stretches of time where we didn't hang out much, partially because I would tour, but also because I was really busy with comedy and all on and on. And, then sure enough, in the past year or so, I like, because of her health, I've been forced to like pay attention way more and think about her way more. And then we moved and I've been hanging out with her way more. And it turns out that hanging out with her and scooping out her litter every day solved every single problem. And it's like, it shouldn't be a revelation to anybody, but it certainly was to a 30-year-old Dave. Like, I'm like not scooping the shit out of her litter box. I'm like, why is she peeing on the floor? Like, yeah. I couldn't. So I'm just as stupid as she is yeah. my point. I like,
you're meant for each other.
She's punishing me. And I'm like, why are you? I'm allowed to leave shit here. I'm a wild animal.
Right.
She's like, for God's sake, clean it up, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, this was your idea. I yeah. don't have a
totally. If I could hold that scoop, I'd fucking do it. You won't let me go outside. I would shit there. Yeah.
I want to talk to him so bad.
So bad. I want. And my cat definitely wants to speak English. Like, now, have I told you that she's really, she's like more jittery than ever, but she's still like chill. She's just like always been a talky cat.
Yeah.
And now, anytime she experiences stimuli, she talks to me. So, like, if she's sitting on the bed just chilling, you know, and I sit on the bed and she goes, meow. And, she'll like wake up in the middle of the night a few times. Like, I'll just be sitting in bed, nothing's going on, and she'll just like pop awake and go meow, meow. It's very, it first of all is adorable. Yeah. But and then like Ryan Donahue, my roommate, will like walk into my room and she's just sitting at the top of her stairs. And as he like reaches his hand out, she's like meow and just like meows at him a bunch. She like for sure wants to talk to us.
Yeah. I wonder what she'd say, man.
I know.
She's like, I liked Glass Onion.
I loved Glass Onion. And I liked Ben Shapiro's beard.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know, man. I think it would be dramatic at this point. She's an old lady. She's old as yeah. shit. And she would be like, guys, you know, it's not fun to talk about, but I'm going to die soon. And... you know, I really would not like to leave this earth without having my first kiss.
Well, she like sits you two down.
What is it?
It doesn't have to be the two of you. Ideally, it would be a cat. But of course, I don't know any other cats. You don't let me see them. And when I tend to see them, I tend to try to fight them. So maybe not a cat. Maybe a box. Maybe I could kiss a cardboard box. I've always liked those.
We have a lot in common.
We have a lot in common. We both sit there.
sit there. I would love to see a cat's dating profile. I love to sit there.
I love to look. I love to stop looking.
Sometimes I look out the window, then sometimes I look at the air right next to the window. Nothing in it.
I try to spend at least 20% of each day looking directly at a wall that is less than 2 inches from my face. I love a bath, but I got to do it. And no one else can do it.
I love, like, for a cat, like their version of a hot tub would be like 30 cats licking them at the same. They're like laying like this, mm-hmm. and there's 30 cats just licking them in midair. Right. That's what they would want.
That's funny. He was like, "Wow, there's like powerful jets in this hot tub." It's just a pile of fucking cats. Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah, dude. A cat's dating profile is really. I might make a fake dating profile for.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like,
that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to meet other cats.
Yeah, dude. Hey, welcome to What's It Called?
What's
you know,
what's it called? We're the Potato Boys.
What's up, Carnes? Get ready to lay down. If you're new to our show, hello. This is our big dumb show. It has no point, and that's how we like it.
Hell yeah. We're just having fun. I'm plugging our brain, laying it down.
Yeah, dude, it's a lay down for your brain. So get out of your brain and lay the fuck down, you fucking idiot bitch.
That's right. Whoa, Mr. Bitch is back.
Oh, yeah. I have a new name. It's Mr. Bitch. And I decided without Caleb agreeing that his name is Mrs. Bitch. So it's Mr. and Mrs. Bitch.
Mine has a little more kick.
That's true. Yours, at least you're a woman. I'm just a bitch, every day. Dude. The worst two things. Oh, man. That's right. I'm Mr. Bitch, and I got a long, thin dick. And that's the story of my life.
Dude, that should be on your dating profile. That's good. You know,
I got a long, thin dick, and I'm a bitch. And I go to Thailand all the time. Why is everybody on Tinder going to fucking Thailand? I guess you haven't been on apps, but it's so many, like, here I am in Thailand. It's the same for women. Women who date men have shown me their app. And I'm like, swipe through. It's the same thing. Dudes in Thailand. It's also like the shitty ones with dudes are like, there's a bunch of pictures. Dudes like to take pictures with like eagles and falcons and shit. Which I would not only would I not post that photo, I would never do that.
See, the thing is that I'm a man and I have all these male friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, they date men, they date a guy, maybe a few. But I have all these, and I never meet guys. I'm never talking to them. And they're like, I was hanging out with some eagles earlier and, you know, Thailand. Like, what? Who? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't think that's real. I think this is fictional.
So great. Yeah. What'd you do today? Well, I hired a falconer because I got on Bumble and I had to get my falcon photo. Like,
that's not what life's going to be like with this dude. Like,
no.
Everyday life does not include falcons in Thailand. It's like, you should be honest about what a day to day is going to be if you end up
person. Yeah. Put a photo with a gun in your mouth.
Here's a picture of me watching a show.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of me eating food. Right.
Here's a photo of me waiting for the soup to heat up. Here's a photo of me walking by the dishes and not doing them.
You know what else I think should have to be on every dating profile is a 10-second video of you fighting with your last ex.
Oh, yeah. Just so we know what
here's
that's
how
like.
I fight.
Yeah, here's how I fight. HowIFight.com is that's a good dating app.
You can skip so much just with that.
Yeah, totally. It's called Plenty of Shit.
Plenty of Shit. Welcome to Plenty of Shit. I'm
hey, welcome to Plenty of Shit. Do not ever swipe right. You're not going to like anybody on this whole app, but you do get to swipe. Best of both. Now, finally, a dating app you can use on the toilet and you'll never match with anybody. Oh, man. I do think that sometimes when you're on a dating app, you just want to like remember that there's a lot of people out there.
Right.
That are hot. And that's it.
Yeah. And they're looking around like, I wonder what it is. Is it me?
Is it
them? Who is it?
Either way, we're all looking at this app while we're shitting.
You know what's always funny to me is when people go, what are these people going to tell their kids? We met on the app, I was taking a shit, and I met on the app. What are they going to tell their kids? And it's like, the same thing your parents did. Lies.
They lied.
They're going to lie to their kids.
You didn't. Yeah, the story of grandma meeting grandpa isn't that he saw her from across the high school dance floor and he had never seen her in his life. He'd never seen such beauty before. And so for 13 years, he waited. And once a year on the same day, he would hand her a poem he wrote for her about how deeply he was in love with her. And she rejected him because she was so beautiful that every man in the county wanted to marry her. And finally, she deigned to go on one single date with this deformed, ugly, ugly man and decided he was nice and that they should get married. It was like, no, you were fucking shit-faced and you wanted to fuck her.
Yeah, but he's not going to say that because you're a little kid.
Yeah. Also, can I point out, it is, I said that for effect for the joke, but for the record, just then when I said fuck her, it felt gross and I wanted to throw.
Well, it was a bit.
Thank you. And I know it's fine, but I did want to point it out because I'll bet you that you heard it listening to the show. Fucker. Anyway,
I liked it. You know what else joke. Is funny is I'm when funny. The grandparents talk about that. Oh, I never seen those old guys. I never seen a beauty like I did when me and Ben, I saw Bernice for the first time. I never seen. It's like, yeah, you had. Because yeah, I've seen your grandma's friends and they all look exactly like her.
Yeah, and totally.
They look exactly like her now, and they look exactly like her in the 30s.
Yeah, totally. And also, every photo of all of them, they're like, they're beautiful, but like, you're just like looking at somebody who's wearing a turtleneck that is 6 inches thick, and you have like no idea what their body is shaped like.
None of them look different. Everyone in the 30s looked exactly the same.
Totally. And so mad, just so super mad.
Yeah, angry.
In order to take a photo, they had to stand still for 3 days.
Yeah, angry, scared.
Don't move your mouth, otherwise the photo will be blurry. Man, it's really fun to have little girl in frame as
she is having a good time.
She's great. The reason I stuttered is I was going to say we should rename When Harry Met Sally. But first, real quick, some bullshit. Our website is what's it called? Rodeo.
Oh, shit, dude.
Follow us at What's It Pod on Twitter. Go to our Patreon if you want bonus episodes. We always have fun in our bonus episodes. Plus, there's other shit. There's like Discord connections and all sorts of shit. And our Discord, there's a link to it on our website. There's a forever invite on there. We also have a shop, shop.whatsitcalled.rodeo, if you want like a beanie or a hoodie.
Oh, you do. People love those shirts and the mugs. And we get all your What's It Called stuff. It's fun. It's question marks. And it'll be a fun thing. And I know you're about to get that fucking tax refund.
Yeah.
Right?
Buy yourself a What's It Called. Also, we have two new patrons on our podcast, on our Patreon this week. Everyone who joins our Patreon gets a shout out. Shout out to Cameron Forrest.
Oh,
what's up, Cameron? And shout out to Mitchell Bonkowski. What's up, Mitchell?
Mitchell Bonkowski.
Yeah, what a good name, huh? Bonkowski. Great name. Yeah, Bonkowski. Totally. Sounds like a Polish guy who hits you in the head with a club. hey, Bonkowski.
Hey, Bonkowski.
Back off. Yeah. It's like if Charles Bukowski beat the shit out of you instead of drank.
yeah, our shout outs are not usually this many jokes in a row about the name, but
that's a fun name, Bonkowski.
Yeah, it's a fun name.
One of the reasons I did that joke is it reminded me of Joe Wengert, right?
Yeah.
So funny. And he was like doing this. He has this bit about, he doesn't really do much stand-up anymore, but he like, because he writes for Big Mouth and he's a character on Big Mouth. But He used to have this bit about how like he got an HMO, he got like Obamacare, and you have a list of doctors to pick from. And he's like, I don't know how you're supposed to pick your doctor from that list, but I definitely know you're not supposed to pick them based on funniest name. And my doctor's name is Dr. Barkopoulos. And I picked him because I was hoping it would be a really, really big Greek dog.
Big. I'm Dr. Barkopoulos.
Rough. shout out to y'all. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Patreon is popping off, dude.
Also, as this episode has come out, it is Sunday, January 1st, 2023.
What? Happy fucking year. New Year.
I know. We did a whole year of this podcast and life, and it was fucking wild. What a fucking fucked up year.
Yeah. Just long enough. You know when people are always like, good riddance. I thought this one went the right amount of time and 2023 is gonna be better.
It went the whole time and it stopped right at the end. And then a new year started right after that.
I'm excited about it.
Didn't even wait a minute. I think so too. I think it's gonna be a really good year. I have already rebooked my Denver trip. I was supposed to go to Denver at the end of November. I will be in Denver at the end of January, and I'm so excited. I've got two things on the books and some other stuff I'm working on that I'll say last minute, but Ooh. These two are so dope. I'm in Saturday, January 28th at 8 p.m. I'm headlining the Grolix at the Bug Theater like I was supposed to in November. And that's the Grolix is Andrew Orvidal, Adam Cadenholland, and Ben Roy. And they're like the three funniest guys and they're the best. And they have a great podcast. And they used to have a TV show called Those Who Can't. That's really funny. And so headlining, that's a big deal. And I'm going to be in town for a week. I'm going to see my family at the beginning of the week. And so here's the thing. One of the best clubs in the country is Comedy Fort. You know that.
Yeah, Caleb. Dude.
Comedy Fort in Fort Collins. I really sadly at the beginning of 2021, I was supposed to headline that club and I had to cancel because just everybody in the world was getting COVID and I was going to be traveling and it was just fucked up. I couldn't do it. And it's a really popular club. David, the booker, is the best. We're buds, but it's just so booked. It's like, and I haven't been touring. It's been hard to ask and book in advance and blah blah blah. And then this time I'll be in Denver on the Saturday, so I couldn't even ask. But anyway, this is all to say their weekends are Friday, Saturday. For some random reason, the weekend that I'm in Denver, they're doing a Thursday show because the weekend is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sean Patton is headlining the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins.
Oh, he's the best.
So Thursday, January 26th, I'm featuring for Sean Patton in Fort Collins, and then I'm headlining in Denver on Saturday. And I'm fucking pumped, dude. Yeah, I'm so stoked. That is the last weekend of January.
Whoa. Wow, that's crazy.
It's going to be fun.
I'll be in Boulder.
That weekend, you'll be in Boulder?
Yeah.
No fucking way. The whole weekend?
Yeah.
Yo, dude. That's awesome. I'm going to be in town Sunday. Are you doing Boulder show Sunday?
Yeah, I'm doing shows in Boulder.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure. I'll figure something. But I'm still figuring it out. But I will be there the 26th, 27th, 20th. I'll be there.
Will you be there the 29th?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I'm going to ask if I can do like short sets on your shows on the 29th. And not even worried about making money. I mean, maybe it won't be. But that would be so fun if you and I get to do some shit together in Boulder the day after.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
That'd be great, man.
Yeah, dude.
Are they, I guess, do you know what they are specifically? What are the shows?
I'm doing some shows in Boulder. I'll have more information about it soon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But they're starting to do weekend shows in this independent club. But I need to actually look that up. But that'll be dope. Well, and then I'll be at the Comedy Fort February 2nd through the 4th.
No shit, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. We're going to be in the same part of the world. That's really fucking fun, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be great.
I don't have the exact dates yet, but I'm driving with my cousin from Denver to Chicago that week, and I'll be doing some like local shows, I would imagine. And then I might end up hanging around and doing like some other shit in the Midwest. So that weekend, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I'll let y'all know what the dates are. And then the very first ever live, what's it called? It's happening in Houston, Texas at the Riot Comedy Festival, March 23rd to the 26th.
Yeah,
I don't know if tickets are up for that yet, but get them if they are.
They will soon. It's going to be dope.
You got any other dates you need to plug?
All I need to say is that I'm ready to get all fucked up on El Segundo.
Oh, that's right. It is time to get fucked up on El Segundo. Let's fucking do it, dude. El Segundo Brewing is our sponsor. And the reason they're our sponsor is that they're the greatest beer that ever lived. And it does live. No other beers
within me.
That's true. And Budweiser is dead. And so is every other beer. But El Segundo is alive.
And it's good beer for getting drunk quick. And also, if you want to get drunk slow, they can do that too.
That's true. They have both of those things in their arsenal. The beer also tastes good. Also, first ever brewery to have a tap room on the moon, which is pretty good.
Someone's going to be. It better be El Segundo.
It is fucking it, dude.
I'm on the moon eating, drinking. Dude, I saw this Michelob Ultra commercial. It pissed me off. It's like this two ladies, they're like best friends, and they run a marathon. A marathon. Uh-huh. And at the end, someone hands them both a Michelob Ultra.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I wanted to shoot the TV. I mean, you imagine you've run 26 miles and someone hands you a Michelob Ultra. I would kill myself.
I know. Totally.
Terrible.
You're like, what I like to do at the end of lifting at the 24-hour fitness is to eat a Big Mac. That's what I want. Like right after. That's insane.
It's almost even worse than a Big Mac. It's like you're eating a pound of cotton candy. Bench press. Like, what are you doing?
It only has 100 calories. It's like, yeah, but it's a beer. It's not going to not be beer. You drink it to get drunk. You don't drink it because you're about to go jogging.
Yeah.
Man. All right, man. Let's rename When Harry Met Sally. You fucking ready?
Oh, man. I've been thinking about it all day.
Yeah, me too, dude. You suggested this, and it's a good one. Because I don't think it's a bad name. It's actually a really good name for a movie. Except it's like it's still the reason it's a good name is that it's a matter of fact description of what a rom-com is. And now it's like the first ever actually funny rom-com. Everything that was a rom-com before this was just like, you know, two people touch the tips of their fingers one time at a dance in 1850. And then they just write each other letters until the day they fucking die. And it's just like, Chopin falls in love with a woman he heard about.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean. Like, it was actually funny and actually romantic. And there's so many rom-coms before this that they're not romantic. They're not funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mixture of like slapstick and like romance from a silent movie that just has words in it. It's just like this.
Totally.
None of this is good.
And so then, the name is good, right? Because it's like a very simple thing, people meeting. Mm-hmm. But it sort of implies, because of the simple nature of the name, that this is like a big, big love or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it is like a really, they are friends and it's weird. And they argue and they talk about being friends and if you can stay friends. And then it's this long storied journey where they end up being madly in love with each other. And it's just When Harry Met Sally. I really like the name. But it also sort of sounds like a toddler came up with it.
And it's only good because the movie's good.
Yeah.
That's the only reason the title is good.
It's like they called Good Will Hunting When the Genius Met His Therapist. you could do it with like literally any.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any movie.
Oh, I would love to When Harry Met Sally every movie.
Oh, my God. We absolutely should. Funny. Well, Armageddon. When the Asteroid Met Earth.
When Schindler Met the Jews.
Yeah, totally. Wow. Yeah. When Hitler Met a List. You could absolutely do it with. Oh, man. Give me another movie. Give me a movie and I'll see if I can do it.
Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas. Man. When Joe Pesci met his fucking shine box. I actually. What's a better one? That's like. When
you have like it'd be really funny to do it like Lord of the Rings thing that's like very prestigious.
That's funny. Yeah. That's so many things too. When like what you could do when Frodo met Gandalf, which is just stupid. Yeah. But it's more when Smeagol met the Precious. Is a terrible or like when Bilbo met disappearing. when Gandalf met weed. That's the other thing. Gandalf smokes so much weed. It's like, did any of that fucking happen?
He's that's
like
funny.
Blowing boats in out of smoke.
And, I love that he smokes so much weed that it's a pro. It's something known amongst other wizards.
Yeah, dude. Even an evil wizard is like, you gotta chill out on the weed.
You're smoking a lot of weed.
I literally summon a dark lord with this crystal ball, and you need help.
It's like you've just told him the entire world is going to end, and you're worried. You're smoking too much weed.
Yeah, dude.
It's the end of the world, Solomon. Yeah.
When Gandalf the Grey meets Rehab, Lord of the Rings 4, Rehab. Oh, man.
I do have a name I think would actually be a very good name for When Harry Met Sally.
Let's hear it, dude.
We Go Way Back.
Whoa, that is a great name.
Isn't that a good rom-com name?
That's a really, really fucking good name, dude.
We Go Way Back.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
I have one that, you know, we're trying to come up with real, like, good sounding names for these things. The problem is for me this week, I thought of one that I thought was so funny. It's not a good name, but it's so funny. I just got to say it. Comedians in Love Getting Angry. I know it's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. That's really good.
Yeah. But man, We Go Way Back is really nice. It's like, yeah, a nice
good name for a movie. You can still, anybody can still.
Yeah. By the way, we are, this is going to be the last week we're doing this completely remotely. Caleb's in Atlanta, and there's just a little bit of like dropout here and there of the audio. And we know that it's just a little bit of a situation where we're on the road. We couldn't avoid it for a couple weeks. So we're back to not that next week.
Hell yeah.
Do you have any more serious names?
No, that was the only one. That one I just really liked, and I think would be.
Well, that's the winner, dude. Yeah. And I'm going to make a poster for When Harry Met Sally that says We Go Way Back. Because honestly, that's like a beautiful, it's like a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah.
I also thought for a funny one, I Want to Have Sex with My Friends.
That's a great one, too. I'm probably going to make like four posters for this one. I Want to Have Sex with My Friends is good. I want to see Comedians in Love Getting Angry on a poster.
Yeah, that's funny.
I have four stupid ones, too. The movie could be called Friendship Sucks.
That's a good rom-com name.
Yeah, Horny for Life. Billy Crystal is so fucking horny in the movie. It's like
crazy.
Relax, dude. The movie could be called Even Billy Crystal Has Sex, which is fucked up to think about. That guy that looks like that, it just doesn't seem right. And the last one is Mom Jeans on Dad's Ass.
Mom Jeans on Dad's. That's great.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Should we, let's do our top 10.
Yeah, we got some good suggestions this week.
Caleb's idea for the Twitter game this week was great. He suggested, what if When Harry Met Sally was written by a man?
Yeah.
And it was a good game. You guys wrote in, like, this is another one of those where y'all were so funny. We couldn't possibly read all the good ones. We've tried to pick our top 10, and it was hard, dude.
Yeah. Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Good fucking job. Our first number 10, coming in number 10 of our favorite Twitter names this week, at Asparagus Fring said, How Harry Wore Her Down.
It's just great.
It's great. It's also just, dude's naming anything.
It's just great. And we got at Sadie Quill said, When Horny Met Pussy.
I know. When Horny Met Pussy.
So funny.
At Ghost Party said, Learning to Cope with Wet Dreams.
Oh. Which is, we could have all used a movie called that, you know.
I know.
At Darth Plato said, Dumb and Dumber 4. I don't know why 4 is the funny. It's such a funny number for a sequel.
Yeah. There was not a 3, right? Or was there? Oh, there was like a prequel, right?
I think there is a 3.
Because there was Dumb and Dumber. There was Dumb and Dumber-er.
Yeah. And then there was Dumb and Dumber. There's 3.
Yeah.
There's 3 existing.
It's like an early one from when they were kids. Dumber.
There's When Harry Met Lloyd.
When Harry Met Lloyd?
Yeah, that's one of the Dumb and Dumber sequels.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber 2, T-O.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Wait, When Harry Met Lloyd?
That's one of the Dumb and Dumber sequels.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that before in my life.
Yeah, apparently it's not very good.
Huh. Wow. Well, I'm sad you brought it up.
Me too. Let's edit it out.
Edit it.
If we could edit out Little Girl from every frame. She's hogging it.
Here's another great one. She is. She's really hogging it. Caleb, if you're watching, he had to move to the side.
I did.
And you didn't even move your webcam. You were just like, I got to keep a little girl in it.
I wanted her to. She's so cute, and she makes me so happy.
She's huge.
Look
she's
at her.
So she just sneezed or something.
Yeah, she's always sneezing.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, she can't breathe.
No, she can't breathe. Life's pretty good. Life's pretty good.
At Dumb Space Bimbo said, Sandwich Sluts 4.
Oh, I love it. That's actually a good name for a movie. Of any genre.
Totally. Especially porn.
At exclamation Nick said, extremely hairy and incredibly less important, Sally.
Yeah, that's great. That's so funny. At Kickassatron says, that time Harry got this super hot chick who could totally fake an O, but didn't because Harry was too manly. That's pretty accurate for a guy.
This one might be my favorite. I like Mike Perry said, Harry.
It's so, yeah, dude. That's really totally.
Oh, I love it so much. That's so funny.
Coming up second, number two, the silver medal goes to Shebe Carlene when Harry met Smelly. Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
And our winner this week from at Ensign Ho. Am I saying that right? You think?
I think it's Ensign Ho.
Ensign Ho. Oh, I thought it was like English sign ho.
I see.
Ensign Ho. The winner is When Harry Met Sally, written by a man, is when's this bitch gonna let me fuck already?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, boy. What a week.
Y'all are the best. Thanks for writing in. We are at What's It Pod. Oh, you know what else? We had one. We got an email. Is what the hell is it called at gmail.com. Write us if you have things in your life that you'd like us to rename. Also, write us if you have thoughts on the show or anything at all, or just want to say what's up. We love hearing from you. And we got an email from at TurduckinMRE. Alex, who writes into the show a lot. What's up, Alex? And we don't normally get emails about the suggestions because we do them all on Twitter. But this email is great. Alex says, hi, fellas. I was put on a 6-day Twitter timeout for calling this awful conservative lady a bitch. in order to prove that she doesn't actually give a shit about free speech. Spoiler, my one tweet didn't change her mind. I'm not necessarily proud of myself, and as such, I can't participate in renaming When Harry Met Sally this week, but I thought I'd at least toss my hat in the ring via email. So for better or worse, my name for When Harry Met Sally, written by a man, is You've Got Mail, M-A-L-E.
Oh, man,
and
that's good.
Honestly, that's a solid pun, Alex.
You've got
And we appreciate
mail.
You attacking the horrifying establishment. I don't know who specifically you're talking about, but I know I agree with you that they're trash.
Yeah, hey, let's hope.
Absolutely. Anyway, you guys are the best. Your podcast almost single-handedly responsible for keeping me from driving off a bridge in 2022. Aww. Unless it was from laughter. That's so nice. Thank you, Alex. And thank you for supporting and writing in so much. It's funny. You guys who support the show, we see your names over and over, and it really feels like we're getting to know you, and it means a lot.
Don't keep us from driving off a bridge.
Truly. And there's a lot of bridges around here.
I know. I got to
sell my car, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you drive off one by accident.
Yeah, man, I saw that movie Thelma and Louise. It was the craziest accident I've ever seen in my life.
Crazy.
And at the end, Alex says, I hope one or both of you can make it up to the Pacific Northwest soon. All the love, Alex Turducken, MRE.
Oh, man,
and
I just gotta Google where that is.
Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. I haven't been there in too long, too.
I'll go.
I love that city. I'll go. Yeah, sure. It's beautiful. They got bridges. No wonder you're worried.
Yeah, dude.
They got a lot. Sometimes they call it Bridge Town.
Why?
Because of the bridges.
All right.
If you are one of the insane people that can afford to give two morons $25 a month on their Patreon, you're a producer of the show.
That's right. And we love you, and we need
we talk
you.
About you at the end of every episode. Shout out to Dante Beckwith. Shout out to Peter Cumistra. Shout out to Amanda Richards. And shout out to Peter Dahlberg. Thank you all so much for being producers of our show. And thank you all for listening. You're the best.
Hell yeah. Let's get one more little girl cameo.
What? Oh, yeah. Point. Oh, no, little girl, don't leave. Oh, she's coming in. What do you have to say, little girl?
I think Carrie Lake won the election in Arizona.
Don't she headbutted the mic.
Don't say that, little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Cats
little
are
girls in QAnon.
What a horrible way to end this episode.
What's it called? What's it called?